Harper Audio presents Wasteland by Susan Kim and Lawrence Klavan. Performed by Laura Knight Keating. Part 1. Chapter 1. Esther ran across the broken asphalt. Her destination loomed in front of her. An odd concrete structure standing alone in the trash-filled lot. At a glance, it seemed unoccupied. As she neared it, Esther gave a final look in all directions. Then, she grabbed the low brick wall and vaulted over. Despite the searing heat of the early November morning, it was cool and dim inside. Esther blinked to get her bearings, then took off again. The sound of her breathing, harsh and ragged, was the only noise. It seemed to echo in the vast space. She sensed this and cursed herself. Clamping her lips together, she tried to hold back the sound, to breathe so as not to draw attention to herself. But it was impossible to do this without slowing down. She gave up and put on extra speed instead. She had been running a long time, and as she gulped air, her lungs burned and a sharp pain gripped her side. But she was almost at the safe place, and then she would have time to rest. Esther was on the second floor, and there were four more to go. She ran low, crouching down and sticking close to the center of the structure. It was a strange building, one that offered neither protection nor privacy. There were no walls. The sides were too exposed, open to the world outside, with the rooftops of Prynne visible in the distance beneath a dirty yellow sky. Esther was aware that she was wearing a red hoodie and jeans. With sharp eyes, somebody could spot her from half a mile off, even though she was a skinny 15-year-old with a real talent for not attracting attention. A girl who'd spent a lifetime learning how to slip in and out of shadows without being seen. Right now, not being seen was all she cared about. After all, those were the rules of the game. The game they called Shelter. Shelter was simple. You and your opponent started in one place.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?